Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I spilled a huge pile of coffee grounds on the floor taking out the trash today, so RIP kitchen rug.
Well, I wore all white and ordered yellow curry and red wine for dinner. Who's the dummy now?
Ooh. My dog got stung by a bee at the park this morning. Sometimes I feel like we just can't catch a break.
I'm really into Aussie's Boneyard right now. What can I say? I want to rock.
Yeah, you do. Have such a good day. Hello, world, and welcome to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that.
Hey, friends, I'm Heather, and you can call me Sneezy today. I blame the flowers. I'm having a really bad allergy day, so
you're
sorry, flowers, but
day,
I blame
huh?
you.
Yeah. Now, hi, everybody. I'm Sarah. Now, Heather, when you have days like this, do you do like a Claritin? Do you just suffer through it? What do you do?
You know, I do a Claritin, and there are some days where it just doesn't do anything. And I always know right in the morning, I get itchy and sniffly, take the Claritin, drink tea. I don't even drink a lot of coffee, and it just doesn't do anything. I don't know. It's just barreling over me today.
I think we've talked about this in the past before on the show.
Oh, I'm sure we have.
I don't even know like who I even talk to these days anymore. I'm like, who did I even tell that story to? But when I was a kid, I had horrible like hay fever allergies, kind of like what you're talking about. I mean, debilitating to the point where like I'd have to stay home from school, and if I was like having fun with friends and it came on, I'd like have to go home because I just wouldn't stop sneezing.
Well, that's me today. That's interesting. I didn't realize that. So maybe you didn't tell me.
Maybe I wasn't listening. Yeah, maybe. It was another podcast. Apparently I told all the other people, but it was sort of just sort of part of life. And sure. I always knew it. You wake up in the morning and you can feel it. You just know it's going to happen.
Totally.
And I would, you know, even tell my mom, like, I can't go to school. Like, it's going to be one of those days. And I mean, I wasn't fibbing at all.
No, I call
it
a sneezing
really bad
day. No, it's so bad. And I woke up this morning just really, really groggy. And I didn't take, you know, any kind of homeopathic anything that would make me groggy. But I did, Sarah, I had a dream. I had such a meta dream. I had a dream that I was running through torrential rain wearing a very thin robe and no shoes. Like I was basically like naked under my robe. And it was torrential rain and I'm like running and I'm running a long distance. Like I knew in the dream, like I had to go really far and like my feet hurt, you know? And in the dream, like in my mind, in my dream mind, I was like, oh, this would be a good cold open like for our show. Like I got caught in the rain with no shoes and had to run a mile in bare feet. Boo. You know, like.
Yeah. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, that didn't happen.
I was like, oh, man, I forgot to write my cold opens.
It's just a really weird dream.
Dude, what is happening to my brain? I am telling you every single morning. I tell my boyfriend some other like crazy dream and he's just like, whoa, what is going on? It's just, it's wild. It's wild.
Yeah. The allergy thing is, I mean, I don't know. It probably gives you weird dreams from time to time.
Yeah, that could be.
That is something
I know
that
the Benadryls do if I take them at night.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Like anytime you're sort of, you're dipping into, you know, sleep aids, it's like you might sleep well, but in the morning you're going to wake up and not feel totally normal.
Nope.
Because you sedated yourself. But yeah, yeah, when I was doing, you know, the whole allergy stuff, it was like all my friends were like, oh my God, Sarah's having one of her episodes again. Like,
oh no.
We have to like go home from the carnival because like no one can have fun because she can't stop sneezing. And as they say, this too shall pass, because it did. It actually did. I moved to San Francisco and I feel like that had a lot to do with it because I moved to Ocean Beach, where if anyone's familiar with San Francisco, it's like if you go out to the beach, that's what it's called, Ocean Beach. And that's where I fresh lived because that's, air. Yeah, very fresh. And I mean, I was right on the water and my allergies just went away. But then when I came home, you know, quote home, back to, you know, where my parents lived, they didn't come back. It was I just grew out of them.
Well, I know that I've mentioned this on the show before. I know I've mentioned it. And as they say, when you have it when you're a kid, you kind of grow out of it as an adult. See, I didn't have allergies as a kid, but now I have them. So like you got it over with. And apparently you end up being allergic to where you grew, like trees that were in the area that you grew up. So like I'm allergic to eucalyptus and oak and stuff that's like so California and like was so in my...
Yeah. Right.
Neck of the woods.
And they're so pretty. Like, it's like, such a bummer.
Such a bummer. Anyway, how is everybody else doing out there? I mean, enough about us.
Yeah. it also, Heather, just so you know, you aren't alone. A friend of mine who, he is a, I don't really know how to describe him. His work requires him to travel a lot.
Yeah.
And he has a girlfriend and she got like two cats recently. And he was like, because he's not in town all that often. He was like, this is like a huge issue. Like she knows I'm allergic to cats. Like,
whoa.
I have to like move out of our apartment and like get my own apartment.
That seems so passive aggressive or something.
Well, yeah, there's a lot to unpack there, which I won't even try to, you know, touch. But I was like, wait a second. You've been to, like, because he's visited me when, you know, I only have one cat now, Lucy, but I used to have Lucy and Sam. And I'm like, you visited me. And we've, like, hung out for, like, several hours, like, watching the Super Bowl and stuff. Like, were you just, like, dying the whole time and you never said anything? And he was like, no, I can do that. You know, windows are open and there's air and, you know, people and food and whatever. But I can't like sleep overnight with it or I wake up in the morning and I'm like so swollen, I can't see. And it's, you know, it's a huge thing. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Well, it seems like she should have like given him the memo, you know, that she was going to go out and adopt a few cats.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm going to stay out of that one. But but he was like, no, as a kid, like my cat would like sleep in the bed with me. It was never an issue. It only became an issue as I, you know, got to a certain age and just allergies change. So they change for better or for worse.
It's true. And, you know, I think also for me, like I remember going to a friend's house who had like a short hair tabby cat that I always felt itchy and allergic to. But I've never been officially allergic to cats because, I mean, obviously I'm a cat person. I love cats. And
you have cats.
I have cats. But there are, I think it's certain dander, you know, there's like, I like the long haired cats. I find them to be like, I have less sneeziness around them, but I don't know. It's like, there is something to say for the dander. I don't know. It's all, they all have different dander. And so you could just be allergic to a certain type of cat, but you know, that's another story. But anyway, if you're tuning in for the first time or you've been here every single week with us and we love you to death, we are the show that talks about the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment and ours. And we're all in this together. And we mostly just want to have an hour of fun with you all.
We really do. Yeah, that's a really great way to put it, Heather. Well, well done.
In my nasally voice, I hope you're enjoying that too.
You actually sound fine to me. I mean, I know you're not feeling super great, but you sound fine. So,
well, thank you. I was a little worse earlier.
Yeah. It's always like I find that, like, especially even because, you know, I talk about how, like, salt disagrees with me, where if, like, if I have ramen, I wake up in the morning with a moon face.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes I look at myself early in the morning where I'm like, I can't do anything. I'm going to need to, like, take the day off work. I look a fright. I can't go to the market. Like, look at me. And then, like, in a couple hours, I'm like, okay, it's better. It's better.
Maybe
now.
It's age. Okay. Maybe it's just like you, I don't know. You just have to have those. I need them, like my coffee. Cause I feel the same way. A lot of mornings I'm just, it takes me a little bit to feel awake and like ready to go. You know, I think it's that coffee that I need first. So like, usually it'll take me an hour to just kind of be like, okay, like I'm ready to start the day.
The coffee
never
grounds.
Used to be like that for me. I used to just bounce out of bed and have this lust for life, you know, youth. And
I actually, it's weird. I have this thing where like anything that feels like an addiction to me frightens me because obviously I don't want to be addicted to like hard drugs or anything, but like even coffee, I'm like, I want to be able to be the person who can just be like, I'm skipping coffee today.
Yeah.
And most days I have coffee. I don't have coffee every day though, but it is a really weird feeling sometimes because it's part of my routine, you know, and it smells good and I like it. And, you know, I get up and I put my contacts in and I have a glass of water and I open up all the shades, you know, that I've drawn, you know, over the night and I feed my cat. And, you know, I get ready to, you know, take Otis out for wherever we're going to go. And then I kind of like, I look at the coffee machine like, do I do it?
Oh, man. See, I don't know how you have so much willpower because for me, oh, it's like unless I'm really sick.
I mean, trust me, on the days where I don't do it, I'm like, I'm not like, I don't feel like I like won. I'm like, I want coffee. It's good. You know, but like I really do. I just
PSA, drink coffee for the win.
That's right. It really like, I don't like, who am I kidding? Like, what am I trying to prove here?
Gosh,
but
I'm
I I like the feeling of just being like, I don't need this thing in order to
survive. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
You know? And so every once in a while I do this to myself. And like, you know, some people, like my mom the other day, you know, I was telling her about it and she was like, oh my God, I would have like a horrible headache and the shakes. Like, I can't skip that. And I'm like, see, I want to be able to skip that and not have those feelings.
I know. I feel the same
just,
way.
Just like for my own, self preservation or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, to get the shakes and like a massive headache because you didn't have a cup of like Joe in the morning. I mean, it is a drug. It's kind of bad, but I did hear on the news the other day though, I swear over the course of doing our show, Sarah, I feel like we've talked about coffee, like, oh, in the news, coffee's good for you. Oh, coffee's really bad for you. Well, recently I did hear that like coffee,
good for you again.
People who, yes, it's good for you, but people who drink coffee will live like a couple years longer than people who don't. And it was like a legit like journalist. Like it was not some rag that I read somewhere in like the depths of the internet. It was, so anyway, I'll have to Google that again.
That's good news. Listen, I mean, my mornings when, honestly, also the mornings that I don't have coffee are like, I'm usually kind of like, hey, let's, you know, let's take the dog to the beach kind of thing.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that word.
Oh, it would be so much better with a cup of Joe and in the car with you.
It would.
A cup of coffee is like a friend.
It would.
It's
and
like a good,
I love
warm friend.
I love the smell. I love the ritual. I love everything
about it. Me
too.
I love the ritual.
But I do, and maybe this is just like a, you know, like I'm just a masochist, but there are days where I'm just like, no, I'm not going to have it and I'm going to be fine and you're going to be fine, Sarah. And I am. I really don't get like I don't have like weird withdrawal episodes about coffee, but I don't totally know what I'm gaining out of it either.
Well, at least you're not growing like a third eye in the middle of your forehead. Then I'd be worried.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I'm a unicorn. So I didn't drink coffee. That'd be so crazy.
That would be crazy.
Well, speaking of, you know, taking my dog to the B-E-A-C-H, I can't say that word again.
Not the B-I-T-C-H, not to be confused with
No, not to be confused with that, although that's what I am.
There you are. Just kidding.
So there are, you know, we've talked about routines on this show, but plenty of times before.
I think we've talked about every single word in the dictionary on this show.
Pretty much. But and you know, I work from home, and there are certain things that I have to do outside of the home, especially as of late, because, you know, I have to go to, like, the hospital all the time these days. But, like, my work stuff is from home, and it's very schedule-oriented. And depending on little things that come up in between those schedules determines, you know, can I take my dog to the BEACH? do I have time? Because that's, you know, it's like, I mean, it's not that far. It's probably like a 20-minute drive. Okay. But then we're there for an hour, and then it's a 20-minute drive back. And, you know, you gotta kind of plan for it. You gotta go early in the morning, or you have to go kind of later in the day. And if it's dark, that's weird. You know, it's like, I don't want to be at the beach with my dog. Oh, God,
no.
That
and, doesn't seem safe.
Yeah, just you just can't see any. Yeah, it's just kind of strange, and you don't even know who you're gonna encounter there at those times. But anyway, so because of that, I don't totally know what I'm gonna do with him day by day. Mm-hmm. We can take walks, which we do, and it's pretty hot here in Northern California still. So it's like. Like right now, as we're recording the show, like spoiler alert, we're recording it in the afternoon. But it's like, it's way too hot to take him on a walk. Like he'd be like miserable and like panting and like his like paws would hurt. Like, no, not happening. We have to like wait till later. But we went this morning because it was early and like it's dewy, you know? So like we're running around in the grass and it's kind of wet and he's sort of a mess, but like he's happy and dewy. He did get stung by a bee. Which is, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often, to be honest. But he did, and it's really sad.
Oh, buddy. He has a lot of surface area, though.
He did the bee dance, too, where, like, I always know what that is, where he's, like, he looks at me like, why? You know, and then he does, like, a tippy-tap thing, you know, and he's looking at his paw like, why?
And you can't even explain to him what happened, which is so sad.
No, unfortunately, I can't.
It's like maybe
look
he
at
thinks
it
you did then, it.
Right, like, he's like why did you bring me to this horrible place? You know, we're running around, and anyway, so we're at this park that we go to a lot in the mornings, and it's nearby me, it's super great, and you know, he gets to run around for, you know, half an hour-ish kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm throwing the ball. And there are other people that are there in the morning as well. And I've gotten to know a lot of them. So I know when Diana's there with her dogs and you know, because I see her car if it's parked.
Aw, Diane.
Yeah, Diane. Diane's great. So I roll in there, and I see her car there, and I see that the door's open. So I'm thinking like, oh, she's probably like either just getting out or just getting in, you know, because I'm not like that close. And I park right next to the car, and I look, and it's like, Diane's not in there. And none of the, like, it's just like a car with an open door, which is a little strange.
A little bit.
You know, so I get out of the car. And usually when we get out of the car at this particular park, I'm throwing the ball. Otis is off and running, and I'm like, no, hold on a second. Let's make sure we know what's going on here. Uh-huh. Well, anyway, Diane comes across the street, and she's got all her dogs on a leash, which is unusual. She has three dogs, and said, "What? Hi. You know what happened? I said your car's open." I was a little concerned. And she says, oh gosh, there was another dog, you know, with some other like weirdo who like ran into the street, and one of my dogs ran after the dog and like stopped traffic, and it was a whole thing, and nobody's hurt, but it was, you know, it was a whole thing. And she was quite rattled, you know, and she kind of was like, yeah, I'm gonna go. She gets in her car and goes, and you know, Otis and I just kind of did our thing. But I thought to myself, like, how much I have become friends with these people because we have one shared interest.
Yeah.
Would we be friends otherwise? I don't know. I mean, Maybe. But how would you ever even meet somebody like that?
Yeah.
It's the dogs. It's mm-hmm. the dogs. We have the shared interest and we have the same schedules. So mm-hmm. yeah, like at 8 a.m., 8:15, it's like highly likely I'll see Diane at the park, you know, and her dogs are really cute. And, you know, Otis, they all sniff each other and kind of do their thing. But but yeah, it's a funny thing kind of navigating the dog follies, because yeah, you get the wild cards every now and then where it's like some weirdo with a dog who, like, the dog is either off the rails or they're like mad that you also have a dog, where you're like, what the hell, I come here every day and it's fine, you know. Otis just and wants to like get stung by a bee in the grass.
And like, some people are so funny about, like, when you, like, I remember stepping out of the car recently with my friend's dog Margie, and this guy kind of walked toward his car, which is next to where we parked, and we just got out of the car. So Margie jumped out without a leash, and he was so pissed that she wasn't on a leash when he had his dog in his arms, and we were just getting like settled into putting the leash on, and he just was like very unfriendly, very upset. And it was like, whoa, oh, sorry, buddy. Like, you know, didn't mean to upset you. And just, he made a lot of these snarky remarks. And yeah, I mean, I don't own a dog personally. I mean, I have Frank, I'm like the stepmom, but like, you know, but I sometimes babysit. So I get it on some level, but I also love that kind of like perfect stranger thing, like that friendship, that random friendship with someone that you would otherwise not really be close to. I really love those relationships. It's kind of like, we talked about this when you lived in Venice and you used to go to the corner store and you were like buds with like the cashier.
Oh, you know, I stuff still like miss that. Him.
I know, I love that. Still. I love those people. Yeah. I still think about those people too.
I know. I sometimes wonder, like, I'm like, I wonder if he still works there. Like, if I just like walk in one day, I'm like, surprise.
He's like, Sarah.
It's the routine based stuff where you meet people who are really, really nice and you like them, but you wouldn't really hang out necessarily, because why would you ever even meet each other?
But they're
nice folks.
And do you cross the line? Because like, I've had sometimes where it's like someone at a cafe or whatever, like, hey, we should go for a walk on the beach sometime, you know? And it wasn't like a romantic thing, but like, but then you're like, sure? Here's my cell phone number. And I don't know, maybe it was. And then you never really reach out, but it's no big deal. It's not like anyone's feelings are hurt. But at the same time, you're like, well, maybe you could be like really great life friends. But yeah, it's like, there's these strange lines that, you know, do you cross them? I mean, I kind of like having some of these relationships like at an arm's distance, you know, at arm's length. It's nice to be able to see them at the cafe and rap with them, you know, a couple times a week. And maybe that's just what it is. It's interesting.
Well, speaking of weeks, it's been one since you and I were last hanging on the show with all our friends, Heather. but did you have any standout days?
Oh, yes. I always do, Sarah. I always do. A quick update, actually. Mr. Bear came back, and I have photographic proof.
Oh, my God.
It'll cost you. Yeah. Yeah.
It'll cost you $5 to get into a Discord.
Yeah. It'll cost you $5. No, really, I'm going to post it to Discord. So there's your chance. And this time,
oh my gosh, you have a new pet bear.
Mr. Bear. He came back for the huckleberries, and we're totally bear stalking around here. It's so funny. So my neighbor, who's my gardener and my friend, she's the one that has Margie the dog. She hadn't seen the bear the first time, and she was like, kept texting me in the morning, like, did you see the bear again? Is the bear here? Did the bear come back? And it's like, everyone's just like on alert, you know? And apparently they were over at, he was over at their house eating huckleberries really early the other morning. And so they got some video, and they, you know, they're texting me, and both me and Elijah go outside, and we're like, you know, going, trying to find him, and this whole thing. I mean, it's not very smart.
I love the idea of a bear just being like,
me too. Yum.
Yeah, huckleberries, yum yum.
And anyway, he's like,
that's
blah,
just
blah.
So like, adorable. Like,
leaning into the bush, all like,
and like, think about like a bear, like their body, and like the fact that they're hilarious. Like, I can pick a berry.
It's so cute.
Yum yum.
It's just like, I just so like, I wish cute. I know that they're not they're dangerous. I do. I know this. And of course I'm like running off toward like the dark side of the bushes. It was early in the morning and Elijah's like, dude, this is a dangerous animal that you're stalking. Like, do you understand that? I'm like, I do. I just don't care. I'm like, I want to meet him. I want to see him. And if I get scratched, then I get scratched. No, I'm just kidding. No, really, I would be careful. But I did have, I had a pretty good week. I had some very successful sleuthing, Sarah. I think we're on our way to our new business.
Yeah,
crack some mysteries, crack some
the
codes.
HSTD, Detective Agency.
Yes. And yeah, so
only that's half been, kidding.
Half, 60-40. And so an interesting thing happened. I found out that my boyfriend is a really good bouncer, apparently. And this was a sort of quick on your toes, I have to be a bouncer, because the other night I was super cozy on the couch. We had a fire in the fireplace, watching a movie. I'm like getting sleepy. It's like approaching 10 o'clock. And the other guest from, so there, you know, we have two cabins and the one that's closest to us is a smaller cabin. And the woman had already been kind of texting me about stuff throughout her stay. She was one of those, but she texted me again. I was like, oh no. Cause you know, you see the number, it's like 818 something.
Well, especially like at 10 PM, you're like, yeah, this better be good.
Totally. And usually if I get a phone call if I get a phone call from like a random number, it's either an Airbnb guest or spam. Most of the time it's spam, but like I have to answer it because it could be a guest. So she's texting me and we already had some issues with our, the electricity popped off while she was here. I mean, she kind of had a little bit of a doozy couple days. I feel a little bad and she was very nice about it, but she definitely was, I could tell she was annoyed. So I felt really bad, but like our generator didn't pop on. The electricity wasn't out for long and it was during the day, but still. So that night, around 10 o'clock, she's like, I mean, the text was funny. It was like, you know, normally, I mean, we come out here to have a peaceful time. And I mean, I usually go to bed at 9:30. And I mean, do you hear that bass coming from the party next door? And I was like, huh? You know, I'm like, no, it's super peaceful over here. Cause like our house is on the other side. We, like I've said before, have a lot more like peace and serenity on this side. But
yeah,
I'm like, no, like, what are you talking about? And there's really no other like nearby neighbor. I mean, we have neighbors, but they're not that close that you would maybe hear the bass of some speakers. The other next door is my other rental cottage. And I was like, so I like scrambled to look like who's staying there? Who's staying in the cottage? Like what's going on? And so, I mean, I don't want to be the one that goes over to this cottage. I don't know who's there exactly. Like it could be some creepy dude or, you know, throwing some crazy scary party. I mean, I don't know. So like, I'm so glad my boyfriend, he threw on his hoodie, you know, his hood up for like ample intimidation factor. And he went over there. Yeah. It was a whole
nothing,
thing.
Nothing like a hoodie to intimidate others.
I was really impressed. He was like, he literally broke up a DJ party. Sarah, they like pitched a tent on the bluff, like out, like basically we are on the cliff of the ocean. We are like, it's like obvious that this is a place you go to have a peaceful, relaxing time, not to really throw a party. I mean, it's just,
or if you were throwing a party, you would
rent out the whole thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and say ahead of time, like, hey, just so you know, like it's my 40th birthday or like whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you kind of gauge the situation so that you don't have situations like this once you're there.
Exactly. And the thing, it's explicit on the website on Airbnb that like no party's allowed. And I mean, it's kind of a given. It's like no one's going to really want you to throw a party at their house. I mean, I'm sorry, at their rental. But I think some people do ask, they say, could we have a small wedding? About 10 people, you know, and it always ends up being
more.
Yeah,
we get that too.
And it's just, you know, so. But
I would say no, because I'm like, it turns into an event real quick.
It does. It does. And then there's all the cars.
Like, you need, like, permits for that.
Yeah, totally.
And, like, I'm just like,
people don't understand. Yeah. It's like, they're like, it's going to be really small. There's going to be just, like, maybe 6 or 10 people. And you're like, I know how these things go. It's going to be 15
it's
people,
gonna
maybe
20.
It's going
to be 20 to 25 people.
Yeah, exactly. And there's
like,
nowhere
like
to park.
The caterer, yeah, it's going to, like, park weird. And then, like, exactly. I can't get out. And
you know, and I got to say, like, he was, like, the valet one day. Like, my boyfriend wears all these hats. I mean, we all wear a lot of hats. cats, let's be honest. But like, there's so many dude appropriate jobs around here, especially with the Airbnbs. I mean, obviously with the property, you know, you've got like lots of tools that I don't want to use. And, you know, he's got the machetes. I'm like, I don't really want to use those. And so like, you know, when it comes to this kind of thing, it's like, I don't want to have to go over there and be the intimidator. And just, I don't, even though I'm the manager, like I run this thing, but like, God, I'm so glad he did that. And so the guy who, it's funny, I looked back at the guy who stayed, he just chose one night. Sometimes those one-nighters are suspect, I swear. And yeah, I don't have many more.
You shouldn't have one-nighters anymore.
No. And the thing is that's actually like one of the last ones in my calendar. The problem is when you make a change, it takes a while for it to take effect because it's like I had some one-nighters already booked. But so he basically, you know, I look back at the conversation and, you know, the guy doesn't have a photo, which I think I would have flagged if I would have seen that. You know, he didn't have a photo on his profile, but he was like, you know, it was a legit profile, but he, you know, his quick note, you know, nice, you know, yeah. Hi, and I'm excited to stay at your cottage. It's my birthday. And I'm like, but nothing like, it's my birthday. Like, I want to have some friends over. Like, it didn't at all, like, you know, lead to it being like a bigger thing. It was just kind of, like, all right, cool, dude. Happy birthday. Right on. You know,
yeah.
And but it's crazy. There was a whole tent. There were speakers. Thankfully, the party, there was only like six cars out there at the time. But dude, don't get me wrong. I love a good dance party, but this is not the place. And I realized these kids were like in their 20s and they were from the adjacent city and they just wanted to have a party. And they were nice. They ended up being nice and they all left. And so we didn't have to even clean the beds or anything. They didn't even stay the night.
Oh,
it was so kind of a plus, but
it was, they just took off. I think they felt bad. Get out of here situation.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, you break the rules. That's what happens.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, you know, they don't know any better. It's like, that's the problem. You have these young, this has happened before to some extent. And when you're in your early 20s, it's like, you don't think about other, you don't think of the neighbors. You don't, it's not like you're being a jerk per se. You're just naive. No. You know? I mean, I know what that's like.
Yeah. The last time there was a, you know, quote party here, which wasn't recently, admittedly, but it was like in April and it was somebody that had, scheduled, a trip very last minute. You know, we're like, there was like a little, you know, she looked at our calendar and she was like, I can fit in here. And I was like, you know, because I get paid when people are here, which is the whole reason that I do this. You know, so I was like, all right, we can accommodate you. You know, but her whole story to me was like, hey, it's my birthday and my family and I are just going to come up for like a fun, relaxing weekend. And I'm like, great. This is the perfect place for that. That's not what it was at all. It was a full on like 20 person crazy DJ party. I mean, when I say crazy, they really didn't take it, you know, past 10 p.m. They really did. They went inside, which is totally my cutoff. You know, we're like, if they had not, I would have been like, yo, pack up the shit and get out of here. But they did. But I mean, during the day, it was like, you know, I'm just kind of looking outside the window, like, and of course, I never try to spy, but I'm like, that is like, what are you doing? And like, weirdos like slept on the deck outside overnight.
Yeah, that's not,
you know,
cool, man.
And like, the next morning, I'm like, is everyone all right? Like, I kind of want to, like, you know, make sure, like, you know, yeah. I don't know, have some vitamins or whatever. But yeah, that was the only time where I was like, that was like, you just full on lied and you didn't realize that I was going to be here to like kind of look over you. And then you didn't even care anyway.
I know.
Even
exactly.
Like, it's sort of like you. It's like if somebody like goes up to your property, Heather, and is like, I kind of get the lay of the land. Let's throw the party anyway. It's like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. It's just, what are you thinking? I don't know. Maybe it's us being older and more experienced with stuff. And again, I just have to chalk it up to just being young and naive, but who knows?
Who,
if you are listening, guy without a photo on Airbnb, fess up.
Yeah. Where's your photo, dog? You know, what are you hiding? So I wanted to talk quickly. This is a very personal thing, but like, not like, oh my gosh, if you listen to the last couple of episodes, like, this is not heavy. Trust me, I won't get into anything heavy today, but the idea of being a small person. I am a small person. And it's funny because when I was, I've always been little, you know, I'm just a little person. And when I was growing up, I was always the littlest kid in class. And it's weird because as an adult woman, I mean, I'm 5'2", and there are a lot of other women that are small. They're all over the place. But like, I'm like, I don't know where they were when I was growing up because everyone was just taller than me. I guess I just grew a little bit more slowly than everybody else. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm still not big. You know, I'm a small person. But I've got this friend. He's a good friend of mine. And he was married last year and it was during COVID. And so they got married in their living room and kind of like did a Zoom with the efficient.
Wow. You know,
this is in San Francisco. Yeah. So I have not met his wife. I know him, but I don't know his wife. And he said, and he's pretty tall dude. And he had said like in a group text something about, cause they just had a baby. Well, you know, I don't think that, you know, our baby's going to be super tall because I, you know, I knew I was getting what I was getting into when I married this dwarf. And so, and you know, and I kind of looked at that where I was like, I don't even know what that means, you know? But I was like, is she a dwarf? Like, and if she is, that's totally fine. It just would have been a detail I would have expected to have known about, you know? And so, and you know, some time goes by and we're talking about other stuff. And I was like, just want to ask about the dwarf thing. And he was like, no, she's not a dwarf. She's not medically a dwarf. And I was like, well, okay. It would be fine if she was, but like, how tall is she? And he's like, I don't know. Like off the top of my head, like she's like your height. And I'm like, okay, would you call me a dwarf? And, and he was like, oh God, Sarah, I don't need you to like insert yourself into like this, like weird, like he was like very, very annoyed with me for asking such a thing, but I'm like, I just kind of want to know, you know, because I feel like that's a term that is like, it's pretty specific and I don't think it's very kind to throw it around to people, you know, if that isn't what they are. And like, and just for a pause here, it's like, I do not care about being a tiny person. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think like, I don't know. I mean, if you were like a supermodel, right? Like, unless you're Kate Moss, you better be like 5'11".
Yeah.
You know, and like super pretty. Not that Kate Moss isn't pretty. She just happens to not be very tall. But that's like a thing where I'm like, oh yeah, of course. That's something that I would never pursue. It's not going to happen. But like, who cares? Mm-hmm. But I also feel like it's like, I don't like the whole sort of like, oh, it's better if you're bigger and it's worse if you're smaller thing. Yeah. Because like, I'm like, why? I've never felt that way. I've 100% never felt that way. I feel like people might, you know, make comments and stuff, but like it's never hindered me in any sort of way. Anyway, so I don't know how my friend feels about me today. He's probably like super annoyed, but like I was like, you know, I just feel like that's like one of those things that you just kind of have to like, you know, you don't throw it out. Yeah. Like, or don't throw out something that like is supposed to like be derogatory.
Yeah.
Which like, number one, that's not nice to people in general. But number two, for people like me, I'm like, that's not nice either. No. You know, like it just, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And I really don't have a complex about this at all. I mean, you embrace it. Yeah. I'm little. Like, my mom is like, well, she's taller than me. She's super annoying, but like, she's a little bird person, like tiny bird bones, you know? And like, we're just small people.
Yeah.
That's what we are. And, yeah, it's kind of odd when you get people who have some preconceived notion about, like, if you're healthier, you're taller.
Yeah.
You know, or if you're taller, you're more powerful or whatever. Yep. And I'm like, what? Oh, okay. I mean, yep. Sure. Good for you. But anyway, I don't really know where I'm going with this, but it was just something I was thinking about today.
No, I think it is interesting. And I mean, most of the time I feel like a smaller woman, you know, guys like that because they can like overpower them and pick them up, or, you know, it's like, there's a nice, I feel like you don't really hear about that so much. Maybe you hear a little bit more about the girl dating the short guy, you know? I mean, I don't know. I mean, what do I know?
But I know all about the tall guy who likes the short girl, for sure.
Totally. And my boyfriend's like 6'2". He's really tall. He's actually taller than I normally date. Like, I'm kind of, I mean, full disclosure, I'm more of a, like, I date like 5'11". Like, that's kind of my ideal. I'm like medium. I'm about 5'6". and a half or something.
You're very thin, so I don't think you come across as like a tall person, but you're not short either.
I have long legs ish like I have longish legs, and yeah, I mean, I don't think I look tall or short, but I do feel like when I first met Elijah, I was intimidated by his height. Like, I've never been that girl that's like, oh, I have to have a really tall guy. Like, I know those girls, and I never dated anyone that tall. I kind of liked someone that was a little, you know, a few inches. I mean, 5'11". That was always my favorite height. But like, yeah, I hear about his woes all the time. He can't even fit in my car, and I have like an SUV. And I mean, he's always adjusting the seat like to the polar opposite of what it's so funny. Actually, this is a funny little anecdote. Like, I have a car that has two settings. It's two buttons on the side. It's a nice-ish car, but when you get into the driver's seat, you can do two seat settings, so that you don't have to, like, if you have two people driving the car and it's like a totally different configuration, you can just hit button one and it'll go back to my configuration. Because I'm telling you, his and mine are the complete opposite. All the mirrors are, it's like, I can't even see out of the mirrors. I mean, it's just like everything, the seat. He pulls it way back and makes it way lower. I like it high and forward. I mean, it's a little irksome sometimes because I'm like, oh man, he drove my car. Like, I need another 5 minutes to just like get settled here. But for him, I mean, he's always uncomfortable. He doesn't like flying. He loves traveling, but he really doesn't love flying because he's always uncomfortable. He has long legs and he can't fit in any of these seats because they're made for little people. And, you know, I feel for him. I mean, I think it seems hard to be, it doesn't seem hard to be small. It seems hard to be tall. But yeah, I wish the world was a little bit more like egalitarian in that sense, you know, because I think a lot of society stuff, I mean, it's pushed this certain kind of body type, you know, in the magazines and the actresses and the, you know, what is the kind of idyllic, you know, shape of, you know, a male and a female figure. I mean, it's just, it's
particularly females.
Particularly. Yeah, for sure.
Well, and it's funny because Heather and I have worked in show business, you know, so to speak, for so long that it's like, you see people in real life and you're like, oh my God, they're so much littler than they seem on TV.
They always
and
stand on an apple box.
Totally. And I've always gotten that as well. Always. Mm-hmm. Anytime anyone meets me, which is like, it's not like I have like a live audience for like my podcast shows these days, but I have in the past, or, you know, you go into like CES or, you know, some other place where you're going to meet people in person. And the number one thing is people go, wow, you seem so much taller on TV. You know, and I'm kind of like, okay. I mean, like, I don't know.
Like, how do you take
I'm not
that?
Offended by it, but it's also not a compliment. Like,
no.
I don't know what to tell you, dog. Yeah. That's, here I am, you know, wearing heels or not. Yeah. It doesn't really matter. I'm still going to look very small.
Yeah, it's but, really funny.
Yeah, it is. It's a strange thing. Like, people equate height with lots of things.
They do.
I don't really think about all that often, but
no, I
realize that other people do. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, if I want to be an NBA star, gotta be more than a foot taller than I am right now. At the
not
bare
gonna
minimum.
Happen.
Yeah, maybe two. Not gonna happen. But I don't. So who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's a strange thing. What and this really comes down to personal preference, right?
Sure.
People saying, "Oh, it's better if you're bigger rather than smaller," and I'm like, "It's better if you're smaller." Like,
I agree.
You've been on an airplane recently, like, you big people like are suffering way more than I am. Like, I'm chilling.
And Elijah like bumps his head on, we have like a loft area. We have this like that studio add-on on our house. And there's like this kind of low ceiling loft area. And he's always bumping his head on. I feel so bad for him because I don't envy his height. Like I'm glad that I'm medium, maybe on the shorter side. I don't know. But and sometimes, I don't know. It can go so many ways because sometimes I'll see like a tall, lanky girl, and I don't know, sometimes they look like a giraffe and it's maybe not that attractive, but it is personal preference. And
it totally is. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. It's like this whole, like, this is actually interesting. It's going to kind of lead into what I have to talk about today, but it's like, I want to talk a little bit about a different kind of celebrity. You know, I mean, we're all very familiar, like these days, especially everybody's a celebrity. I mean, not just a movie celebrity, not even just an internet celebrity, but there's like TikTok celebrities and there's YouTube celebrities, and it's endless. It's like you can kind of be a celebrity pretty easily now, I feel like. And it can get empty and tiring. I mean, it just can. I mean, sure, like I always admire like good actors and people who bring something to the table that I love, or they make me laugh or whatever. So that's cool. But you know, last week we gave big ups to Sarah. You gave big ups to nurses and frontline workers, and obviously, that is
indeed, yeah,
critical group of people. But this week I want to give it up to the local peach guy, because I just feel like living in a smaller community, I have really learned a lot of like new things. And that is, you know, things just function differently in a smaller community. You know, when you're in a big city, there's just so many people, there's, you know, a lot of fish of a kind of skill. Like if you're a producer there, you're just like a small fish in a big pond kind of thing. And up here where I live, it's a smaller community. And there's this guy. So it's actually kind of funny. See, I went to college here very briefly, and I played soccer. We had actually this incredible soccer team. I had some incredibly fun times up here in college. And I was here for about a couple years, and then I went to Paris for a year, and then I came back and graduated and moved to San Francisco. So I wasn't here like my whole college, but I ended up playing indoor soccer, which I've always played outdoor soccer. And I've always been, I played soccer for 15, 20 years, and I was very serious about it, and I took it pretty far. And you know, we had some pretty, you know, serious competitions, went to state, all that stuff. So, but I always had fun. I enjoyed the game. So when I came to college, I really wanted to play again. So I played on an outdoor team, but they also had this super fun indoor soccer league that I had never played indoor. And it was co-ed. Mm-hmm. And most of my life I played just like with other women. Oh my God. I mean, it was seriously the best soccer I played my entire life. And this is where I met the peach guy. His name is Jacques. And he stayed up here. You know, he went to college. We were buds in college, and we played on this award-winning soccer team in college. He was so good. We were such a good team. Like, I can't even breasts, like how much fun we had. And especially, it was so fun to play with guys. I prefer playing with guys than girls, honestly. But he was always, and I look back on those days and I remember like hanging out at his house, and he was a botanist. He was really into growing things. He had so many plants. I mean, ceiling to floor, like all over his house, like little projects. And he has literally become a local celebrity. He's known as, I mean, he makes award-winning peaches. I'm not kidding. Like, they are literally melt in your mouth. The perfect peaches you've ever had.
Like, are there award shows for the peaches?
Yes, there are.
Okay.
I don't know if it's award shows. I think it's more like there are some kinds of, I don't know how
there's,
it works. It's
there's
like,
some sort of ceremony where his peaches are deemed the best.
Yeah. And I'm not even kidding. I'm not even blowing any smoke. Like he has gotten it down to like a perfect science, and he's known for it. Like, everybody knows Jacques in town, the peach guy. Oh my God, Jacques' peaches. I mean, you talk to anybody on the street, they know this guy. And you know, he lives in a place called Willow Creek, which is east. They just had some fires. In fact, I saw him and chatted with him a little bit this weekend at the farmer's market and bought some of his peaches, obviously. And I kind of told him, I'm like, you're such a local celebrity, because he had fire come right up to his crops and stuff. And he just had some really cool stories about how everybody helped him put out these fires. And I mean, gosh, he has created an empire. I mean, he actually grows plums and pluots and tomatoes and melon. I mean, he has other things. But these are basically like, the line at the farmer's market, no joke, is like a mile long to get his peaches. And like, what? All the nice restaurants in town, like, are, you know, it's like Newcomb Farm Peaches, serving Newcomb Farm. That's his last name, and that's what his farm is called. So it's like any fancy desserts or any, like, it's like his stuff. And I just think it's such a cool kind of celebrity. It's like, this guy makes the best peaches you've ever had. Like, what a legacy. Like, you know, his kids, like, my dad made peaches. Like, I just think it is so cool. And I just would like you to think about who in your community or who you think deserves celebrity status. I mean, I don't know, like, screw these on screen people. Let's dig up some interesting folk.
Speak for yourself, Heather.
I know, seriously. I don't know, email us. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Or just jump into Discord, $5 level, and talk to us real time.
Yeah, speaking of Discord, if you're not a patron, if you are a patron, thank you very much. We couldn't do it without you. And if you're not, or you're considering, maybe go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/havesuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagoodd perks include not having ads in your feed, and also joining our Discord. For anybody at the $5 and up level, you can be part of our Discord, and our Discord community is just the best. I mean, I know I gush over it every week, but
it really is, though.
Just like such a great group of folks, and we'd love to have you as well. So if you want to be part of the deal, go on over to patreon.com/havesuchagoodday and find out more about it.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, say you're having kind of like a glum Monday morning. I mean, you know, you just kind of pop in there, say hello, and like you have people who talk about an interesting kind of friendship. You know, we've never met each other in person, but like we have a little thing going, and it's a fun, interesting type of friendship. Like I love
it. It really
is.
And I know, not to be like, I don't know, like too morose or anything, but I know people are having a hard time.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends, I mean, me too. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm certainly not exempt from this, but
yeah,
I think that having friends and those friends being wherever they may be in the world, mm-hmm. Are really great for all of us and yep. make us feel better. And it certainly lightens my life. So I hope that if you're looking for that kind of kinship, that you would join us there.
Yeah, that'd be so great. And you know, I really do, and I've said this before, I do get my heart warms when I get like a little note or a little email from you guys, or like on our Patreon page, you can comment on things. So we did get a few that were, it's been a fun conversation with Millie the Torty, 2120.
Hey, Millie.
She is responding to, I referred to like this actress who was kind of a teenager in the 70s, and she was in a lot of great movies like An American Werewolf in London. A lot of you have seen that great movie, Logan's Run. And her name is Jenny Agutter. And she writes in, she says, really a fine actress and stunning. See her in the PBS BBC series called Call the Midwife, with the same gorgeous sparkle in her eyes 50 years later. Great presence on screen. Going back, she was in, you know, a bunch of films. She was on a bunch of BBC series. And some before her time, and then all of them before my time, apparently. I guess I'm very young still yet. But thanks for the recommendation. Rest in peace, John Paul Belmondo, who, you know, gosh, what I... There's so many things I want to say about him, but she says, a mountain of talent and cool. We'll be watching Jenny this evening. Millie the Torty thanks you also. She's recruiting more of our cats for Patreon and praying for Lucy and her mom.
Oh, thanks, Millie. That is so nice of you. And it's so great because honestly, I mean, listen, let's be honest. Heather has film... she leans towards films that I'm like... Yeah, I'm probably never going
to
watch
it. And you get kind of lazy. It's easy to get lazy about stuff.
I don't know. I like my sports and my reality shows. You know, it's just, totally yeah, it. Just not, never, there's certain things I'm not going to watch. But other people who write in and say, no, I watched it. Or I get your, you know, kind of like kind of your deal. And I want to recommend something else to you. And that's really nice as well.
No, it's great. And I mean, it wouldn't be, you know, I didn't really know about Jenny Agutter until like, I was just like, who is that? And I, you know, looked her up and I started to watch more of her movies, but I'm really impressed that you know of her. And also Jake A, he's been a longtime listener. What's up, Jake? He responding Jake. To, he hasn't seen the new Candyman yet. I talked about that in the last episode, but he's looking forward to it. He's currently compiling a list for this upcoming October horror movie month. He says he's got some bangers this year. Woo. And so to give you a little context, we last year, it was so fun. I can't believe it's been a year since we did it last. It's just crazy. But
Jake started just flying by.
I know it's psychotic. Scary. I don't like it. It is psychotic. Yeah. But Jake was really cool. He posted on our Patreon like, hey, here's some great movies. Like, what are you guys watching? Because there's this thing you do 31 days of horror movies in October. It's really fun. You just kind of watch horror movies all month and then you kind of talk about them. So we did that last year. So it sounds like we're going to do it again this year. I'm totally pumped. So you guys, please join us. We'll start a thread. Oh, and we also have an increased patron.
And that is Addison Zimmerlin, which, by the way, so I don't want to blow up your spot too much, Addie, but Addison is now Evan. Addison has gone through quite a personal journey, and we are so thrilled that... He is feeling good, and that is not my story to tell. But Evan, if you're listening, I love you very much, and thank you for being a patron.
Yeah,
you
we love having you,
bro.
It's been so great. We've been working together for, I mean, off and on over the years. Yeah. We met so long ago. So it's so great to have you. And we'll be talking more, I'm sure. So,
indeed.
All right, Sarah. That was
fun.
Yeah,
I agree, Heather. It was fun. Every show is a journey.
It really is.
But it's so fun to just hang out with all of you and
yak it up.
And yak it up and
such a pleasure.
Talk it out and, you know, as you know, I'm, you know, my whole thing is a little up in the air about how life is going to go for me. But I really, really just want to say how much I enjoy these times that we all have together. It really means a lot to me. And The fact that other people enjoy it too means so much more. And I'm going to stop talking about it or else I'll cry.
Aww. No, it's so fun. This is a very special show and you guys are a very special audience. So thank you for being with us for so long. We love you. And on that note, we will continue to hopefully entertain and at least entertain us next week. In the meantime, I will stay Heather. I'll remain.
Are you
Heather.
Sure?
I will. I think so. I mean, I don't know. I might wake up tomorrow someone else.
I don't know.
One never knows.
Like Sether.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Like
Sether.
So many times that Heather and I have been confused for each other. It's like, it's amazing that no one's ever called either of us Sether. Heather will remain Heather and I will remain Sarah.
Actually, this is really funny. So my friend Jill, her kid Vincent, he listened to the show recently and he, like him and I are buds. Like he's my bud. I'm going to go see him next month in Los Angeles. And he could not distinguish between you and me. And I think we do have, but we like for us, I feel like our voices are very distinctive, but like I can kind of see how people do get confused.
But I mean, even like, and we probably talked about this before, so pardon me if I'm being a broken record, but like even when Heather and I worked in an office together with, you know, various coworkers, I was always called Heather. I'd be like, I'm sorry. And they'd say, oh, I'm sorry.
You're like, it's okay.
And it's like, it's weird because like we're not that similar.
No, we're just like spunky blondes. We're actually brunettes, but...
Yeah, I know. I mean, don't tell anybody. Surprise!
Spoilers.
But like, no, I mean, anytime I work with Heather, people call me Heather. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. I mean, it's fine.
It's all good. It's we're interchangeable.
Yeah, we are. We have different skill sets, but
we do. You know, I think so too. But we work well together. And
yes, we do. And on that note,
all right, we're really
going to
hang
here,
it up now.
Heather.
All right. Love
have
you guys.
Such a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.